Okay, we're ahead of time, but I suggest, as this is the last talk in the session, that we still start it now. So this is the talk by Joost Tobias Springenberg, Aaron Klein, Stefan Faltner, and Frank Hutter on Bayesian optimization with robust Bayesian neural networks.
Thank you for the introduction. This talk is going to be about how you can use Bayesian neural networks to optimize the hyperparameters of your machine learning algorithms. And to motivate our work, I want to illustrate a scenario that I'm sure you're all familiar with. You have some machine learning algorithm, for example here a convolutional neural network, and you want to train that model on some training data, for example the training data in green here. And now that you've set up your pipeline, you start to ask yourself, well, how do I pick the hyperparameters of my machine learning model such that I get good performance? And for example, for a convolutional neural network, you might want to reason about which number of layers you should choose so that you get good performance. And you can do that by evaluating a bunch of different configurations and looking at the validation data and then picking the one that performs best. However, if you do that by hand, that obviously doesn't scale to a scenario where you have a lot of different hyperparameters. And in Freiburg, we are interested in automating this procedure of picking the best hyperparameter configuration for you. We do this by using the framework of Bayesian optimization, which roughly works as follows. So we assume that we have already evaluated a set of hyperparameter configurations, these axes here, and we have recorded the performance data of them, which is this, the y-axis. We then fit a probabilistic function model to this data that we have observed and use this model to reason about which hyperparameter configuration we should evaluate next. To do this, you typically optimize a so-called acquisition function, and one reasonable function to use here would be to calculate the expectation that a given hyperparameter configuration x improves upon the best value that we've seen so far. And that's what I plotted down here. So in this case, this would already suggest a configuration for you that is very close to the global optimum. However, what's most important here is that you can realize that you really need a good probabilistic model, or in other words, a good model that giving you useful uncertainty estimates so that you don't underestimate the value of a hyperparameter configuration. In a real setting where you want to do hyperparameter optimization of your models, you know, however, often have a slightly more interesting and slightly more complicated situation because you have some additional data that you would like to use in the Bayesian optimization procedure. For example, if you optimize the hyperparameters for a convolutional neural network, you might have previously evaluated your model on some other data sets that are similar to the one that you are interested in now. And if you have recorded the performance data on these other data sets, you might want to use this to now get a better hyperparameter configuration. Also, nowadays, we typically don't evaluate one configuration of our machine learning algorithm at a time, but we actually have multiple machines available so that we can run parallel evaluations of hyperparameter settings and get more data this way. A reasonable question then is, how can we scale Bayesian optimization approaches to make use of this additional data? And over the recent years, there have been quite a few attempts to do this. And perhaps the most recent one was at ICML last year, where the Dingo method performed. That's a fairly nice method trying to combine a Bayesian linear regression model with features extracted from a neural network. However, as you can also see in this table that I've plotted here, all of these methods have some features that they are missing that we would really like to have. For example, Gaussian processes don't scale very nicely to a lot of data that we might have available, and other methods might not have as well calibrated uncertainty estimates. So the idea behind the work that I'm presenting here is to introduce a new Bayesian optimization method that we call Bohemian, which is built on a robust stochastic gradient MCMC solution in combination with a neural network model that tries at least to tick all these boxes for you so that you can actually go ahead and do large-scale hyperparameter optimization. And unfortunately, I won't have time to go through all the details of our method, but I at least want to walk you through it so that you have a rough idea, and then I hope you come to our poster to hear more about it. So to define our method, we first write down the likelihood that we use to fit the data that we have observed so far. And we will try to have a model that jointly models the performance values y for some hyperparameter configurations x over a bunch of different data sets, as I shown before, so k data sets in total. We will model each of these performance values as a normal distribution with some variance theta sigma square, and have a mean for this normal distribution, which is a parametric function. And in our case, this parametric function will be a neural network whose weights are these parameters theta mu. And this neural network takes as input the hyperparameter configuration x and information about the data set that we want to do a prediction for. We then place a normal prior on the parameters of the neural network and a log normal prior on the noise variance of our model. Now that we've defined this likelihood, what we would really like to do would be to do a Bayesian prediction for unseen data that we have not observed so far, so for new hyperparameter configurations. And that would entail computing this predictive posterior here, given the data set D that we have seen, predicting the function values for the hyperparameter configuration X. Unfortunately, for our choice of model of a neural network, this integral that I've written down on the slide is completely intractable. And the reason for that is that we cannot access the posterior over the parameters given the data set, which in turn makes this integral intractable. However, if we for a second assume that we had some way of sampling parameters from the posterior over the network parameters, and I will talk about how we do that in a second, then estimating this integral would mean to simply do a Monte Carlo approximation. And that's exactly what we do. So what we do is we sample m different parameter values from this posterior. We then instantiate a neural network model for each of them. We input the hyperparameter configuration and the information about the data set into the neural network and combine all the outputs of these neural networks to estimate the mean and the variance of the predictive posterior distribution. Now that we have that, we can actually use this mean and this variance to calculate the acquisition function that I've already drawn on the very first slide. And most importantly, we can actually optimize for the best hyperparameter configuration x by backpropagating the gradient of the acquisition function through all these m different instantiations of our model at the same time into gradient-based optimization. With all that set up, the only thing that remains to be done is we need a method to actually sample this posterior. And to do that, we rely on a method called stochastic gradient Hamiltonian Monte Carlo, or SGHMC. And again, I won't have the time to go through all the details, but I hope you can come to the poster and we'll discuss more about it. And just in a nutshell, SGHMC is an iterative procedure that is somewhat akin to stochastic gradient descent in that it uses the gradient or the stochastic gradient of the likelihood that I've defined on the previous slide, but adds some amount of noise to guarantee that after some burn-in phase, each step of the procedure results in a sample from the distribution we want to sample. And as you can see here in this simulation, in each step, the mean prediction that we get back from such a sample actually nicely fits the data points that I've given the method. And more importantly for us, we actually, SGHMC actually explores large amounts of different function values for the regions where we have not observed any data. The only problem with the method is that it requires us to set a bunch of hyperparameters, namely a step size, which is somewhat similar to a learning rate, and also we have to estimate the gradient noise for this method to really work well. And of course, this is unacceptable in our case because we actually want to use this model to optimize hyperparameters of other models. So one contribution we make in our paper is that we have a, I think, fairly nice method to automatically setting all parameters of SGHMC during the burn-in phase. And we believe that this is applicable to models beyond the one that we consider in the paper. And again, if you're interested in SGHNC in general, please come to our poster and we can talk more about it. All right, now that we have all the ingredients together, we can actually turn to Bayesian optimization of a function. And here, I'm just plotting our method exploring the one-dimensional function that I've shown in the very beginning. And what you can see is that the method quickly finds the minimum of the function. But more importantly, again, we see that we get fairly reasonable uncertainty estimates for the regions where we haven't seen anything so far. Of course, we are not only interested in optimizing simple toy problems, and we have a battery of different experiments that we ran in our paper. I will only talk about two experiments we did here, and again, more can be had at our poster. So the first thing we did was to optimize the hyperparameters of a residual network, where we allowed to actually allowed our algorithm to schedule 8 parallel runs of hyperparameters at the same time. And the goal was obviously to optimize validation performance here. And what you can see on the right here is how our method in purple performs in comparison to the aforementioned Dingo method and also random search. And somewhat nicely, our method gets to the performance, to the same level of performance as the original hyperparameters from the original ResNet paper within roughly 24 hours. So that's actually fairly OK for such a deep learning model. Also, if you then let it run for a little bit longer, you can get slightly better performance. But the main message here really is that you can use this method to tune large neural networks or the hyperparameters of large neural networks. Now, we can also gain some insight into the hyperparameters that our method chooses. And in this case, what we found most interesting was that our method chose to aggressively share weights within individual residual blocks, which confirms some other recent work on residual networks. For the second experiment, we optimized the 12 hyperparameters of a neural reinforcement learning agent. Specifically, we optimized the parameters of the deep deterministic policy gradient method from Lillycrap et al. And here, our goal was actually not to optimize validation performance, but to minimize the interaction time that the reinforcement learner needs with the system in order to get stable performance. And what you can see on the right here is one example where we tried this on optimizing the reinforcement learning for the card pole system. And on the left, you can see that the hyperparameters found by our method in purple actually cut down on the amount of needed episodes that you need to interact with the environment by roughly 100, which is quite a margin. And again, we can run some competitor methods in comparison, if this works. Which it should. Yeah, we can compare to state-of-the-art optimizers from the literature. And for the specific time budget that we gave the methods in this case, actually, none of the other methods improved upon the baseline parameter settings. And again, we can get some insights on the parameters our optimizer chose, which in this case was that we ended up with having smaller policy networks, and our method consistently replaced batch normalization with a norm constraint. And also, perhaps somewhat unsurprisingly, it increased the number of updates that are done per step. And with this, I already want to conclude. So I have presented a new flexible Bayesian optimization method that supports both multitask and parallel Bayesian optimization. It scales nicely to many evaluations and high dimensions. And we have a lot of more experiments at our poster tonight. As an additional take-home message, I wanted to emphasize that we really found that stochastic gradient MCMC methods are useful, and you can use them to get good uncertainty estimates now for your deep neural networks. And we have developed a method to improve the robustness of SGHMC. And that's it. Thank you for your attention.